and at 23 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m. We do have some breaking news. Fox News is reporting through Sky News in the United Kingdom that the Lockerbie bomber, Abdel Basset El-Megrahi, has died. There's no further information on that available yet, but that is breaking news that the Lockerbie bomber has died, and there will probably be a few glasses raised in the UK. All righty. Now, we have in the studio somebody that we very much like and enjoy, and he managed to get here despite the traffic.
Someday I'm going to learn that when I play here at 8:30, I have to leave the house at 7:30 and not 8 o'clock.
How far away do you live?
You know, if it wasn't like 7 minutes on a normal... I live in Watsonville, so it's just down the road, but... I'm used to driving along one about 6 in the morning, not at 8 o'clock.
There you go. Michael Gaither is with us. He is going to be at Pacific Crest Apiaries, the honey farm and gift store, and there's going to be the third annual November Fest, which is going to be have wine and beer and horseshoe games and a bounce house and chocolate and beer and wine and chocolate.
What more do you need?
Nothing.
Honey and beeswax candles.
And horseshoe games and food and refreshments.
I'll be there.
And he's going to be there, and that is at 875 Calabasas Road, and it's just a stone throw from Aptos. That's on White Road off Freedom Boulevard. So, good. That's a great event to be involved with. Nice family event there.
You know, that whole thing came out... Well, we actually lived down the road from there, and a couple of years ago, my wife and I were down there at an open house, and she said, Dana Mom, who runs the place, and is down here a lot, and she said, do you ever have events here that needs music? And Dana said, well, I'd like to. I don't know any musicians. And I said, I live over there. I pointed, and so that was kind of the genesis for this little event.
Oh, good.
And then this weekend is also the Harvest End Festival at Rudon Smith. So we're doing that this weekend. That's this weekend. The next weekend is the November Fest at Pacific.
That's right. Oh, well, then good. So the local business is keeping you gainfully employed.
Exactly.
Glad to hear it, Michael. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
I'll play for wine, honey, and money when it works out.
And chocolate.
And chocolate. So a little bit of everything.
And candles. There you go. What are we going to hear first?
Well, since I'm playing I have a lot of songs about animals. I don't have any songs about bees, so I borrowed this Van Morrison song because it mentions honey. So I'll...
All right, sounds good enough.
I'll play it for Dana Mum down at the...
She's such a lovely lady.
She really is.
She's very excited about... She's excited about being alive. That's what I like about her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes, she certainly is.
You know what was funny was when they had... Not funny, huh? The fires last June. I was coming home, like everybody else, trying to get back on Highway 1. You know, it took like 4 hours to get home. And they were clearing out our area, the Trabing Fire, when that was going on. And somebody came on the air and she said, yeah, Ed won't leave the house. We're going to stay here and fight it. And I thought, that's Dana. I could just tell. And everything was fine, you know. But.
Yes, and we're glad it was, too.
All the tea and china, put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail right around all the seven oceans. Drive it down into the deep blue sea. Well, she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Just like honey, baby, from a bee. Well, you can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't stop us, cause your eyes can see. Men with insight, man in granite, knights in armor, and on chivalry. Well, she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. Well, she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. sack, honey, baby, from a bee. She's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Just like, honey, baby, from a bee.
Yay! Very sweet stuff. Michael Gaither here in the studio. And yes, as we promised and we discussed earlier, we are going to have him sing his Highway 17 song for us. That being appropriate, we're going to get a look at your traffic, King of the Hill traffic, with Doug Winfrey.
Serving SoCal, Soledad, and Lucia.
At 10 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m., we have Michael Gaither in the studio with us, and Michael is going to be this weekend at the 5th Annual Harvest End Festival, Rudon Smith Winery, and that is going to be at the Scotts Valley Senior Centre, Kings Village Road in Scotts Valley, downtown, 12:30 to 5 both days. And then Sunday, November 1st, it is the 3rd Annual November Fest at Pacific Crest Apiaries. That is at 875 Calabasas Road in Watsonville. And there's going to be all sorts of fun and frivolities there going on.
Free admission in both events.
Yeah. Live music, there's wine and beer tasting, there's horseshoe, there's face painting. Well, what are you going to have painted on your face? Have you decided yet?
Either a mule or a dog. I'm not really sure yet. You know, it's got to be a critter. maybe a horse. I don't know.
And there'll be
maybe gifts. A shot of Hula over here. She's very cute.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty laid back, isn't she? Except she was dancing with the last person in the studio, so you never know. And there's refreshments, and that is going to be next Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Honey Farm and Gift Store that is at Pacific Crest Apiaries. So,
and if you have any doubts about where to go, just check out michaelgaither.com and all the details.
G-A-I-T-H-E-R, Michael
Gaither.
There's links
and addresses and all that stuff.
There you go.
And I love doing these small festivals locally because it's just, you know, you play venues and that's a different kind of animal. You just show up and you bring your friends and they're fun. They're just fun.
There you go. You can have just fun with Michael Gaither.
Exactly.
Alrighty.
Well, here's a newer song, and I always like to bring something new because I feel like I'm part of the furniture around here. I've been so many years.
And then we are
that
happy
guy
to have
again.
You.
Oh, good
we
Lord.
Like having you here.
Yeah, I love being
we
here.
We love it.
But a friend of ours called a couple of nights ago, and she just got on this new thing called Facebook. She goes, how do I do? I go, okay. For the three people that aren't on Facebook yet, because I think it's a law in some counties, no, you have to be on Facebook. So we told her how to, like, change her security settings so her ex-husband couldn't find out what she was doing and this and that. Anyway, she goes, what's super poking? Because if you get...
What is super poking?
I don't know. It's just when you sign up for a Facebook account, you get these emails that say, you've been super poked. And I think it's a way your fake online friends can like, go on Facebook and play Farmville or do whatever they do.
Everyone's playing Farmville, aren't they?
Except me and you.
That's correct, because I'm not playing it.
I waste enough time online as it is. I should be writing songs, and I'm here working on the website and all this stuff.
Okay, now, are we going to have enough time to sing the Highway 17 song as well?
If I shut up and do it, here we go.
Okay, shut up and do it then. That sounds good. That's good, because you can say that to people who come here all the time. Like a piece of furniture.
Unsuper pokeable. You can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers. Just leave me be. Well, I went online like my real friends said I should. But out of the past came folks from the cracks and didn't look so good. Oh, it was good to see some, but I wanted to run when I glanced at a few of the names. Had nothing in common 30 years ago. Things haven't changed. Unsuper pokeable. You can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers. Just leave me be. My inbox, it filled up with all kinds of stuff. Quizzes, petitions, and I was wishing they could see that I'd had enough. Be a fan requests from bands more obscure than ours.
People collecting people like they was baseball bubblegum cards on Super Pokeball. You can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers. Just leave me be. Now, email, that's kind of cool. Sharing photos, it is too. And it's always nice to chat with brand new friends. But I don't need no second life. I got a home, my dogs, my wife, and I barely got any time for them.
This is the abridged version.
Too old for MySpace, I admit. I tried my time on Facebook. I'm done with it. Never before have we had more information we don't need. You wanna know more about it? Just follow my Twitter feed. On Super Pokeball, you can't touch me. Don't send virtual flowers. Just leave me be.
I know, I got an email card yesterday. It's like, nah, it's not the same.
No, you know what's better is when you don't pick them up, you start getting these emails. Reminder, you have an e-card. All right.
No. Again,
you
Mike.
You can just call me, you know. And
yeah, how about that? That's original. Michael Gaither, G-I-A-T-H-E-R. This weekend in Scotts Valley, the following weekend, Sunday, November 1st at Pacific Crest Apiaries. Check it out and go have some fun. Okay, you're on Highway 17. Here is your anthem. We like this song. It's Michael's original.
Thanks, Rosie.
High-strung yuppie in an SUV hits the brakes in front of me. 6 a.m., Highway 17. Motorcycles splitting lanes, even in the pouring rain. People ain't too bright on Highway 17. Out the door in the dark again, first thing in the morning, coffee in hand, getting ready to make that dreadful drive. See, here's this windy road on the way to work. People going too fast or they don't even look, and the rest of us wonder if we'll make it back home alive. Gravel truck, spitting rock. The guy behind him cuts me off. Happens to me every day, it seems. Well, there's some guy changing the flat. Everybody slow down, take a look at that. There's so much to see on Highway 17. It's a perfect picture of the human race. There's a chick on the phone, some guy shaving his face. Once I saw a driver on the fast lane watching TV. True story. Well, we're just going to work. It shouldn't be that hard. You just keep up with traffic. Look out for cars. Everybody play nice. Like when we were three. A Porsche passes me at 85. Cop gives his partner a big high five. Picking him off on Highway 17. Yeah, horns are honking, cars are rude. Lots of pent-up attitude. And then one day, it all occurred to me. You see, it took me years to realize some people just ain't satisfied.
I have to thank Michael Gaither for being in the studio this morning. Catching MichaelGaither.com. I have to thank Bill Graff in advance. I'm taking some time off. I will be back with you. You be good there on Highway 17. And I'll look forward to bringing you stories from the UK when I return. This is KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 9 a.m. Bye.